Other states are following Oregon's lead with harsh crackdowns on citizens. In July 2014, the California State Water Resources Control Board passed Stage 1 emergency regulations that empowered all local water agencies to levy a fine of $500 per violation to anyone caught using more than the allocated amount of water. In Santa Monica, the City Council was considering an ordinance that would allot 68 gallons per person for a four-member family, while other locations were considering as few as 50 gallons per person. Water usage would be monitored by satellites, as well as meters. Ecological engineer Zhexing Yang, author of Solving Global Water Crises: New Paradigms in Wastewater and Water Treatment, said the real story in the global water issue is one involving interlocking globalized capital. Wall Street and global investment firms, banks, and other elite private equity firms, often transcending national boundaries, to partner with each other, with banks and hedge funds, with technology corporations and insurance giants, with regional public sector pension funds, and with sovereign wealth funds, are moving rapidly into the water sector to buy up not only water rights and water treatment technologies, but also to privatize public water utilities and infrastructure. The corporate world has gained control over water in a number of ways. One example is the 2007 acquisition of UK water utility Southern Water by JP Morgan Chase. Of note, the oldest living member of the Rockefeller family, David Rockefeller, who has served as CEO of the Chase Manhattan Corporation and joined Chase Bank in 1946, long before it became JP Morgan Chase, is a member of the elite and secretive Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission. In January 2012, the China Investment Corporation bought a 8.68% investment in Thames Water, the largest water utility in England, serving parts of the Greater London Area, Thames Valley, and Surrey. In November of that year, the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, ADIA, one of the world's largest sovereign wealth funds, purchased 9.9% of Thames Water. Billionaires are also buying up water supplies. Corporate raider T. Boone Pickens reportedly owns much of the Ogallala Aquifer, the Midwestern water source that provides fresh water for the production of roughly one-fifth of the wheat, corn, cattle, and cotton in the United States. Warren Buffett holds 9 million shares of the Nalco Holding Company, which was named 2012 Water Technology Company of the Year. This subsidiary of Ecolab makes water treatment chemicals and membranes. But the company Nalco is not just a membrane manufacturer, it also produces the infamous toxic chemical dispersant, Corexit, which was used to disperse crude oil in the aftermath of BP's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010.